Dr. Patricia Knoll is a counselor who's been working with people for decades. She's also a drug addiction specialist, and she's an acupuncturist. In addition, she's an author of the book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. If you listen to this each week and you buy her book, you too can proudly be good with me. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. How are you? Welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. It's on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy, Pete O'Shea. I got my pal, Kathy Curtis, on the board. Sure would love to hear from you, especially now in these next two segments, because we got the docs on now. You can learn stuff. You got questions? Go ahead and shout them out for us. 855-265-2929. That's toll-free, 855-265-2929. You can also text into this broadcast, 727-487-9863. Word of the day is ignite. Tell me what that means. You get the $25 gift certificate to the Pure Natural Nail Lounge and Spa, plus the two tickets to the Ignite Your Image Now conference, February 4th and 5th. Now, you heard that sounder. It means it's time now for our time with Dr. Patricia Knoll. Her book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. We've been working through this book. Doc, so glad to have you here with us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Before we even get into it, tell us about the event you got coming up.
Yes, we have an all-inclusive wellness retreat coming up February 26th through 28th. Thank you.
It's a yoga, meditation, and self-discovery sort of retreat at the Crystal Bay Hotel, which is at 7401 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. It's an all-inclusive wellness retreat. You can go and register right now by going to www.yogawithjandana.com.
Vandana.
Is that a V?
That's a V.
You got terrible penmanship, I'm just saying. Vandana.com. V-A-N-D-A-N-A. Yogawithvandana.com. Register now. This retreat is, again, February 26th through the 28th. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity for real meditation, self-discovery, wellness retreat. That's much needed. So many people need this.
We're just offering a very sacred space to lovingly embrace who you are and embrace yourself.
I love it. And I know there's so many people need this. So I want you to go again to www.yogawithvandana.com. Again, the retreat is February 26th through the 28th at the Crystal Bay Hotel here in St. Petersburg on Central Avenue. It's going to be an all-inclusive wellness retreat with yoga, meditation, self-discovery. You will come out of there a different person, no doubt about that.
Yes.
All right, talking about becoming a different person. Once again, I say at the beginning of this broadcast, every time when you're coming on, that with my reading this book, I become far less of a jerk. And Kathy sat there for a very long time before she actually said, she waited way too long. Oh, you're really not a jerk. It was way too much of a pause. You know what I'm saying? She should have jumped right on that. I'm just saying.
Right.
All right, let's get right into it. Chapter 12 of your book, Sick With Worry, is what Chapter 12 is about. Tell me what that means.
Yes, sick with worry means that we think about something that may or may not happen, and that worry really isn't what people think it is.
Worry, they think it's some sort of predetermined thing that comes into their life. That's not what it is it?
That isn't what it is at all.
No.
And it doesn't just happen. Worry is caused by a thought.
Right. So we force the worry to happen.
That's right. Starts with a single negative thought. And then for those who are the real worry warts, it becomes a habit.
It's so easy for it to become a habit, too, Dr. Knoll, because, again, one set of weakness, one set of worry. Now, we almost become addicted to that stress of worry, don't we?
Absolutely. And it's the habit about thinking about all the worst possible outcomes. We don't think about, this could be pretty good, or I could learn something from this. No, we think about all the worst possible outcomes.
The key word you keep saying in there, people, is think. Worry into being when it doesn't have to be there. All right, here's how it works, and it's right here in Dr. Knoll's book. All right, you start thinking about something coming up.
Yeah.
Right? You got something happening. What is it?
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
A new job, riding a horse for the first time, going out to dinner with someone, flying in an airplane.
Whatever.
Anything.
First time I rode the horse, they made the horse ride me. I'm just saying. That's just crazy. I don't know why. Anyways.
I figured that.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyway.
Boy, I'm getting my butt kicked today, aren't I? So it can be any event or situation, anything, again, where you anticipate in your mind what your thought process the worst of what could happen, and you start yourself worrying for no reason.
Right. And I like to look at, you know, the dictionary defines worry as a state or condition causing one to feel troubled or uneasy about some situation or threatening matter. And really what the dictionary doesn't tell us is that it's the thinking that we do about that situation, that uncertain situation, that causes us to feel troubled or uneasy.
So again, we worry ourselves into this craziness for no reason. We anticipate the worst is going to happen of something. We don't know what's actually going to happen yet, but and it could be really good. Deep sea fishing, riding the horse, you could wind up having a blast doing this, all right? The first day on the new job, we wind up being awesome. But we drill ourselves into this corner of negativity, and that causes all this worry that's not necessary.
That's right. And we just, we are creating a futile situation because worry is the most futile emotion we can have. What does worry do to fix anything?
Nothing.
To handle anything?
Nothing. No. Not only does it not, it makes things far worse. It keeps you from getting to do stuff you really want to do. And it is such a waste of energy.
It is.
Okay? Because it consumes a great amount of energy in a person.
That's right. And nothing gets resolved.
Nothing gets resolved. Things that could have been easily resolved get way out of hand because you worried too much about it.
Right.
Now you're all tense. You're tight. Right? You're not going into anything loose or relaxed to being able to actually do something about it. And you're making a big old mess because you're sick with worry all the time.
That's right. Sick with worry. And it does lead to physical sickness.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
And by the way, folks, you can worry all you want about something, and even if the outcome is bad, you still can't change it at all by worrying about it.
That's right. So it's a wasted energy.
And you're so right. It does start when you start worrying all the time. When you're a chronic worrier, you will start to have serious immune deficiencies, your immune system, your stomach, you'll have digestive issues, your heart, your lungs, all of this will start to fall apart because you're living on adrenaline all the time. You're in that flight or fight mode all the time.
All the time.
Your body's not supposed to live that way.
It isn't designed to do that.
But we wind up doing that because, once again, who out there is a worry wart? Don't tell me you're not. Put your hand up. I see you over there hesitating. I don't really. You are. Come on.
Oh,
you know,
but I don't want anyone to know.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, because I have to look good? Did you forget that?
Right. Oh, I forgot. You're absolutely right. But come on, it's now time to come clean about it. Kat, do you worry about stuff a lot?
Sure.
Yeah, we do. I do. I admit it. I'm a worry wart, okay? I'm coming clean about it because I don't want to be other dependent esteem anymore. I want to start getting some self-esteem, and I want to realize once and for all, we have to be honest with ourselves about these things, Doc. Well, change never is going to happen.
That's right. That is the key, is the honesty with self. It doesn't even matter what other people think. It matters what you think about yourself.
And by admitting it, by saying it out loud, doesn't mean, again, everybody's going to think less of you. And even if they do, that's not your problem. Don't worry about it. Okay, I'm saying it out loud right now. I'm a worry wart. I worry about everything. I get all stressed out. And that's how my hair turned white.
And worry is the precursor to stress.
Right. And then once you're in that stress mode, forget about it, okay? Dr. Lenhardt's going to be on here next. She told us, and she gave us scientific evidence, if you're stressed out all the time, 22 years comes off your lifespan. 22 years.
Yes.
That's a lot, okay? So again, instead of being worried about some of these things, let's try being excited about it, right? Let's stop ourselves in the thought process and change the thought process. That's the key, right?
Exactly, because what's the difference between the worrier and the non-worrier?
The worrier is putting themselves into a tizzy about nothing. The non-worrier is actually making cool things happen.
Yeah, it's thought.
Yeah, it's the thought.
It's the way we think.
Yeah.
The big difference.
It's a huge difference. And we can control how we think.
We can.
All right, and we can change the way that our brain works. We can retrain our brain.
Absolutely.
To no longer think negatively automatically, but instead to think positively. It can be done. You're living a proof of it.
Your
clients and patients are living proof of it also. You wrote a book about it. Guys and girls, you don't have to be that way anymore. We spent all our lives, woe is me, thinking the worst, terrible, down on ourselves, down on everything around us, scared to death of everything, worried to death about everything. Just because we think it into being. Change that thought process, change the way your mind works, and you change everything in your life.
That's right. And you know, part of that worry and not being able to let it go is because of that other dependent esteem and one of the four attachments, which is I have to control the outcome.
Right.
right?
Right. So again, you want to control the outcome so much that you worry yourself into a tizzy, and then nothing gets done. And you think, oh, I didn't know. No, you come on. It's time now. All right. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the website, goodwithme.com. goodwithme.com. I want you to order a copy of this book. It's a simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. Real happiness, not fake happiness, not I'm pretending so because everybody's looking. Real, sustainable, lifelong happiness can be achieved by reading this book, Good With Me. So go to goodwithme.com, order yourself a copy, get your friend, your neighbor, your loved one, your uncle, get everybody a copy of this book. It will change your life. Dr. Noel is on a revolution here to change the world so that everybody can be good with me. We'll take a break. We come back when we continue talking about, again, we're talking about worry. We're talking about sick with worry. Are you sick with worry right now about how things are going? If you are, think about it during the break, all right? Talk to your neighbor. We come back. We're going to help you figure out how to stop doing that. When we come right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
Breath of Life Women's Health and Birth Center has been serving families in the Tampa Bay area since 2007. Our all-female staff provides women of all ages with comprehensive exams, screenings, and healthy lifestyle counseling. Breath of Life Women's Health and Birth Center is currently accepting new patients. Call to schedule your next well woman appointment at Breath of Life for the highest quality, gentle, and confidential care. 727-216-1420. That's 727-216-1420. For more information, visit our website, breathoflife.cc. If you are a woman of any age seeking high-quality health care, call Breath of Life today to set up your appointment or visit them online at breathoflife.cc. Breath of Life is a ministry of New Life Solutions, providing resources for life's decisions. Breath of Life, serving women in Tampa Bay since 2007. Call them today.
Patricia Noel, you're on a mission to help everybody be good with me. What does that mean?
That means I'm redefining self-esteem so everyone can feel good about who they are.
And how do you do that?
I do that with individual and group counseling, with a webinar, with online courses, and also with the book, Good With Me.
We got to get people to understand, to actually pay attention to the fact that they're actually thinking bad thoughts, right?
That's right. Most people are thinking negatively about themselves and they don't even know it. So it's just running their lives.
So once you get them to notice that in counseling, then you can get them to learn how to
see what they're thinking and then change it.
And learn how to have fun doing it, right?
Absolutely. It's all about the fun.
You can practice being good with me. And if you want to be good with me, then I want you to call Patricia Noel at 727-424-1270. Again, that's 727-424-1270 or
go to goodwithme.com.
Final arrangements. Are you prepared? If not, call Wayne Bright at Wilson Funeral Home in Tampa. Wayne and his staff can assist you in planning all of your prearranged funeral needs. They offer traditional and non-traditional funeral services with available cremation and can even handle any shipping you may require. They are conveniently located at 3000 North 29th Street in Tampa. Call Wayne today at 813-248-6125. That's 813-248-6125. Or visit our webpage at wilson-funeralhome.com. Wilson Funeral Home. You're not just our client, you're our boss.
Yes, everybody, welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us. It's the Pete O'Shea Show and your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete. I got my pal Kathy on the board right now. I got my buddy Dr. Patricia Noel here with us also. And we're working from her book, Good With Me. A simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. You go to her website, gowithme.com. You learn all about what she's doing. You learn about how you can get a copy of the book. How you can go to the event she's got coming up, the Yoga Meditation Self-Discovery Retreat. That's going to be February 26th through the 28th at the Crystal Bay Hotel here in St. Pete. It's an all-inclusive wellness retreat. Go to the website, www.yogawithvandana, VANDANA.com, and you can /retreat, and you can get yourself registered and go. Again, it is February 26th through the 28th. All right, now.
And everyone will get an introduction to Good With Me and their own Good With Me book.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yes.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're in Chapter 12, Sick With Worry. We're talking about how worry actually comes from a thought. Thinking causes worry, not the actual issue itself. Not, oh, my, I got to start the new job, or I got to do this. Or I no, you cause the worry. Okay? Because you're stinking thinking. All right, now it's time to stop that. It's time to change it. What's the big distinction again, Doc, between the worrier and the non-worrier?
Thought.
Yeah.
A single thought.
Mm-hmm.
That just multiplies into many negative thoughts.
See? Now, out there right now, who's thinking themselves right into feeling troubled and uneasy about something that's, to them, could be a threatening matter? How many of you are doing that? Come on, you know you all are. All right? You put yourself in some anticipated future event. You think the worst right away, and all of a sudden, oh, my goodness, there's no chance, right? And then they start,
right.
And then the worry comes on, you know?
That's right.
Doesn't have to be that way, though, Doc, does it?
No, because they're just making it up. You have no idea what it's going to be, right?
Right. So here's the big question for people, and I want you to answer this for them, Doc. Are you listening to this right now? Are you able to see what it is you're doing to yourself? Are you able to see and understand your thinking, and it's not the situation that actually creates the worry? Can you actually see that? And of course they can, right, Doc?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can stop and say, wait a second, look what I'm doing to myself. Look at this
right.
Thinking. Look what I'm thinking.
Right. It's just take a situation and then pay attention to how you're thinking about that situation, because the situation is just a situation. It's neither good or bad. It's just a situation. And now you give it meaning with the thoughts that you have about it.
You give it the gloom and doom. You give it the threatening situation part
right.
of it. You do it.
That's right.
You make it a great example here in Chapter 12. I want you to go through it with them about being stuck in traffic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're stuck in traffic. And so what do you do when you're stuck in traffic? That's a good one for right now, about this time of day, right?
Right.
You're stuck in traffic. So what do? Are you honking your horn and you're saying, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be late for that dinner meeting or to take the kids to practice, whatever they're going to. And, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And you're honking and you're upset and you're worried and you're fretting and you're stressed to the max before you even get there. And you know that bad things are going to happen. You've already figured that out. Somebody's going to be mad at you when you get there. They're not going to like you. Or let's just say you're on your way to the airport and, oh my gosh, the flight's going to leave without me. I'm not going to make it. I'm going to lose the big deal because I won't get into the city that I have to be in to make this business meeting, and I'm going to lose my job. And guess what? I'm going to end up living under the bridge.
Down by the river. In a van.
With garbage.
With garbage. So this starts to perpetuate. The worry now gets out of control and now goes into back to what we said about other dependent esteem. Now we're worried about what other people think about us and believe about us and think and want about from us. And we have now put ourselves back into the loop.
Yes.
Thought becomes a feeling. A feeling becomes a behavior. And now guess what? You're stuck and you're messed up. And it's why? Because you let yourself become sick with worry for no reason.
Absolutely. But you know what? There's someone else sitting in that same traffic jam that's just sitting back, relaxing, enjoying maybe some music or this
broadcast
show,
right now,
right?
Yeah, sure.
And they're just, whatever it is, I'll handle it when I get there. I'm just not going to let this upset me.
Find your happy place,
yeah,
right? I mean, literally find your happy place.
Right.
If I see a traffic jam coming, I'm going to be stuck in traffic. I will go find Let It Be from the Beatles, and I will play that CD. By the time that 45 minutes is up, if I'm still sitting on the bridge, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, big deal. So what? When I get there, when I get there.
Right. So just use the time that you have to take care of you and nurture yourself.
See, the mind has the possibility to put us into that frenetic state, that crazy, everything's bad, everything's threatening state. But it also has the capability to do the opposite, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
To get you in that relaxed state.
Yes. And initially, when we've been used to being the worrywart, it's going to take a little more practice and a little more paying attention to it and figuring out, oh, yes, that's me, and owning it, not being afraid to say, I'm doing this to myself. No one's doing it to me.
Right. But when you stay in that relaxed state, you stay under control. Wait a second. All of a sudden, the solutions come to it. Wait, I can use my GPS and find an alternate route to the airport. Oh, on the way there, I can call and check on alternate flights. You can't do that if you're freaking out.
That's right, because the mind is so much more creative when it's in a relaxed state.
Exactly. Then solutions start coming about, not problems.
They do.
And again, you can have two different people with the same situation and have radically different outcomes based on thought.
And thought alone.
Think about that, guys.
Nothing
really
else.
Think about that for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
A thought made you a worrywart. Made you. You did it to yourself. Can you stand up and own up to that? Can you do it? Once and for all, let's break this pattern. Let's shatter this pattern once and for all and say, I've had enough of being sick with worry. I've had enough. You can't enjoy it. There's no way when it becomes chronic, you're happy. You're not happy. You're a whining pain in the neck. Nobody likes you when you're whining. I know so many people. This is how they talk, literally. I really know.
So funny.
That's not funny anymore. It's not cute, okay? It's time to change it.
Yeah, it's the difference between having a bad day or a good day.
We get to decide.
You get to decide totally because there are no bad days. And there really are no good days. There's just a day.
And I'm going to
and you create the reality.
I'm going to tell you how this book happened. Just 2 days ago, Monday, I was up against a seriously bad situation, okay? And I mean real bad. And I would look precarious, beyond precarious, for about an hour and a half. Okay? My old self, I would have gone bananas. I would have lost my temper. I would have started screaming and yelling at people. Okay? And the guy who caused it was right in front of me at that point, too. I could have hippo hurricane hollered him across the parking lot. Okay? I could have. Okay? But instead, I just, okay.
Breathe.
And I got this from your book. I said, okay, I understand the situation, but here's what's going on, and this is what I need you to help me with, please. Can you please be a little more proactive than you're being right now? You're being very passive in your attempt to help me, and therefore nothing's getting done. You hold the key to making my situation better. Can you please help me? And not only did he positively respond to that, but I didn't lose my mind. I didn't go bananas, okay? And I didn't wind up in prison for his murder.
Right. And make just a situation so unbearably bad that there was no good that could come out of it.
And in the end, it worked out okay for me, and I got
Absolutely.
What I needed, okay? Now, yes, it was stressful for a little while, but I didn't let it manage me. I didn't let it beat me down. I didn't let myself fall into the loop again. I kept hearing your voice through the whole time, Doc.
Awesome.
And I kept saying, I'm not going to go into the loop. I'm not going to do it. And I caught myself and I stopped myself. I prayed a little bit. I stayed calm with this person who was really not coming through with what they said they were going to come through with. Right. I had every right. I was in the absolute right. But if I would have screamed and yelled at him, I would have lost all that high ground.
What good does it do to be right? You know, that's part of that other dependent esteem. I need to be right no matter what. And we alienate people so that we can't have a conversation with them at all?
Right. I'm going to use one more word for you before we finish this that I want you.
Okay.
Worry also goes along with another word, projecting.
Projecting, yes. Because we think the worst is going to happen. And think about, most of us have been taught to think ahead, right?
Right.
Because we're supposed to be planners and goal setters, and so think ahead. Well, we're really good at thinking ahead when it comes to negative.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, this is awful. And
then we let ourselves run loose, and we go all the way down, like a million permutations down, and totally project out all the worst. Well, let me finish you with this, guys. Worry paralyzes. You become immobilized. You are not capable of taking any action to fix the issue when you are worrying. All right? Something else happens where the subconscious mind has no concept of time. You can't figure out what's going on. Where are you? The present, the past, what's going on? You can't figure it out, can you?
No, because the subconscious mind thinks that whatever you're thinking about, whether it's something in the past, the present, or the future that hasn't happened yet, is happening right now. It can't determine the difference, distinguish the difference between the past, the present, and future. If you have a thought about it, it responds and reacts as though that thing that you're thinking about is happening right this very minute.
Wow.
And that's why you feel the angst and the
right.
Touch in your stomach.
Even though it's not for a week from now, would you feel it?
Sweaty palms, you feel all of that. You go through that.
Wow.
I always tell people, you know, I deal with some people in my practice who are worried about going to jail. And I say, well, how many times do you want to be sitting in a jail cell and you haven't even been there
yet? You put yourself in jail already.
That's right.
There you go. All right. Good With Me. Go to goodwithme.com. A simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. Dr. Patricia Noll, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Good.
All right. We'll take a break. We're right back. A house call with Dr. Tracy, who I see in the window right now. Hope she doesn't realize that birthday cake was mine. I love you and I love Jesus.